Hello and welcome to Ask the Mayor on WFIU. I'm Joe Wren from WFIU, WTIU News. I'm joined this week by Terre Haute Mayor Duke Bennett. Hello and welcome to the show.
Hello, Joe. Great to be here again. Been doing this for quite a while, and I always enjoy the monthly visit that we have.
Well, thanks again for doing this. And I know you've talked probably a lot about the election already. I know it's not the outcome that you hoped. You know, so much to look back on, but you know, so much too to look forward to for you as well. Can you talk a little bit about the campaign and your post-election thoughts?
Well, I thought we had a low turnout here, which is unfortunate. I mean, I've always wanted us to have a 75, 80% turnout for every election, but it was a pretty low turnout, a little disappointing. A lot of my supporters thought that I was in a great spot and they didn't need to worry about it. And, the other side worked hard to get voters out. And every election has its own dynamics, and this one, had some unique ones. I thought we were in a great spot, of what we've been accomplishing in the last few years and positioning ourselves for the future. So I was surprised at the outcome too, as were a lot of folks. But that's politics, and so I every 4 years I plan for that possibility. And so I'm very proud of what we've accomplished the last 16 years. I mean, at some point, I'll be able to really kind of document all that, I hope, because I forget about a lot of the things that we've done and the groundwork that we've laid. But the city's moving in a great direction right now. So the key is just to keep sustaining that momentum, because it's all about the community at the end of the day.
I know it's early, but also time goes by so quickly. How is the transition process going?
Yeah, it's going just fine. I mean, I promised to have the best transition that we could possibly have. When I came in, it was a little bumpy, and so I wanted to make sure that we did everything we could to make it as good as we possibly can. And so far, it's been doing that. I want to make sure they hit the ground running. I don't want any gray areas or anything that we couldn't talk about ahead of time in preparation. So meetings are ongoing and information's being shared on a regular basis, and I feel really good about that, and I know that he does too.
I was going to ask you about that too, because we can talk about your tenure here on the show. I want to remind everyone, you're the longest serving mayor I think we've ever had on this show. We started back when we did a live phone call-in show at that point, and have changed. The show has evolved and changed over the years. But do you remember back when you took office 16 years ago and what that was like?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while, but there was a lot of newness, obviously, when you come in, of a lot of things that you're just not used to dealing with. And I love the media opportunities, and I thought it was great that what you guys were doing, because we weren't doing that locally with our we've got a lot of radio and TV stations here, and they weren't doing anything like that. And I really liked the concept of what you were trying to do, just so we could, there were comparable cities and similar things going on. And it just made a lot of sense to hear what other mayors had to say that are in similar situations, very, very similar. And so I've enjoyed that from the very beginning. And I've seen mayors come and go. And yeah, I made it longer than anybody else out of the original concept here. But I'm fortunate for that, and I'm thankful for that, and I'm glad to be here again today with you as we kind of transition out. I really appreciate what you guys have done to cover a lot of news in Terre Haute from Bloomington. There's a lot of folks here that listen to, public radio.
And of course, that goes both ways. I really appreciate your cooperation with us on doing this show. We haven't had that with every mayor, so
Good.
we
That's I'm glad it worked out for everybody.
so I'm sure there's still some things maybe that you're looking to kind of wrap up or maybe push through before the end of the year. Are there any projects like that?
Where we've got some parks projects in the works, and I met and discussed that with the transition team a little bit yesterday. The Ray Park Clubhouse, we got our bids back for that. We want to move forward with that project, so we will be next month. Hertz Rose project is getting closer and closer to some construction documents. The master plan for Fairbanks Park is almost done, and so we'll be able to move into some construction document phase there. And then just the aquatic facility at Deming Park will be something that the next administration will pick up and run with, but we have some a little bit more work to do to position that for them. Those are all big. The overpass at 13th and 8th Avenue, it's been interesting through this election cycle. People act like that project went away. You know, it's an NDOT controlled project. It's fully funded. It's just we're at the mercy of Federal Highway and NDOT of the timing of that. And so it continues to move forward. So we have some work to do on that. We're going to be making a match payment next month and doing some things to make sure that's all geared up so construction can start in 2025. That's a big one for us. So those are some of the ones that are kind of the biggest ones in front of us. There's some other smaller things, the long-term control plan we talked about, moving ahead with the main lift station project. All those things are in process. So, you know, it's business as usual for us that we want to right up to the very end till the 31st of December. We'll continue to do everything we can to make it easy for the incoming administration to be able to pick it up and run with it.
There's something we haven't talked about, and I just want to get your take on this. A company that wants to store its carbon emissions underground has had meetings. There have been forums, residents worrying about pipeline leaks to earthquakes. I believe this is Wabash Valley Resources applied for a permit for the project with the EPA. What's your take on this? Is your office taking calls on this? And what's your stance?
Yeah, we get a few calls. I mean, you know, because it's mostly people out in the county because it's located, you know, west of here on across the river in Vigo County. But, you know, my questions have always been from the very beginning with the EPA, with IDEM, with the company doing it. You know, what are the safeguards? What are the potential concerns here? You know, what are the things that we should be worried about? Will it impact the citizens of our community? And I've not found anything yet to prove that. Yeah, there's always a chance of something happening that's bad, but I don't have any facts. I'm waiting for somebody to deliver me some facts, and nobody's been able to do that. So those that are opposed to this, you know, want me to be on board with stopping it, but it's already through that process. It's, you know, some of this happened without a lot of input locally, you know, that IDEM issuing permits, the EPA issuing permits, whatever. They're the regulatory body. They're the ones that have to ensure that this is safe for everyone. And I trust that they're going to do that. I'm always looking for information, though. I want to be educated and knowledgeable. And if there is an issue that I should be concerned about, I'll go to bat to fight against it. But I've not had that happen yet where anybody's delivered anything to me that can show that there's definitely going to be a problem from this. You can never say never, but, you know, of course you listen to the company and they're like, oh, everything will be fine. You know, IDEM, EPA all say it's going to be fine, but let's make sure that we're covering all of our bases here and we're taking care of people. That's the most important thing. And I have to trust those that release those permits. They're very thorough in what they do.
Do you know what happens next? Have you heard anything?
Not recently. Most of the approvals have been done. So it's just a matter of them getting everything in place to move the project forward. So it's going to have a huge positive economic impact. There's no question about that. We just have to make sure the environmental side of it is solid. And so far, it appears that it will be. So I think in the next year or so, you're going to see construction over there. That's kind of where what I'm told will happen next.
And if residents are worried, should they contact IDEM or the EPA?
EPA. I mean, you know, I really go to the EPA at this point. But IDEM obviously will play a role in this. As the project comes online, they'll be the ones that'll be doing the inspections.
Okay, so let's just finish up a few things, maybe where they are, where you hope to leave them. I know a lot of people are interested in the CIB's new project, the Water and Sports Park Complex. Uh-huh. Anything new there?
So not a lot new. They're going to provide the final report to us any day now. You know, they made the presentation to us, but there was some finalization to that document that they've been working on the last few weeks. So very soon we'll have the completed document and we'll, you know, close our deal out with them from that feasibility study. We're beginning to start having conversations about how to fund this overall project. So Ready2 will be a big part of this. potentially ARPA funds, any leftover ARPA funds down the road, and casino revenue. So kind of working on how do you make the project move forward to the next step. So I suspect that what you'll probably hear out of the CIB will be selecting somebody to do the design work of this as we work hand in hand with the financial consultants, Baker Tilly, to put the financing together to one, to pay to, for the design, but then two, that when the design's done, we're ready to go to bid with that. So it's moving. It's just that behind the scenes work.
How about
same thing with the Indiana Theater too, because we've got two projects with the CIB. We've done some inspections of the building recently, and we'll be doing the exact same thing, hiring somebody to do the design work and putting bid documents together so we can move that project forward alongside the athletic complex.
And that's the
Indiana Theater downtown, the restoration of the Indiana Theater. It was donated to the CIB.
And how big a project is that going to be?
It'll be several million dollars worth of work. It needs new heating and cooling, new air conditioning, some interior improvements, some additional seating, but it'll be a great... It's a landmark. It's a historical structure that we want to preserve, and that's why we decided to accept that donation.
Yeah, that's a great story. It's been happening for years across the state. This renovation, restoration of theaters. I know Columbus is Crump Theater is working on theirs. Of course, you have Buskirk Chumley in Bloomington, and some others we've covered down south too. Great story.
Those really just become, they're kind of nostalgic. They're, you know, the history is important. I went there as a kid to watch movies. I mean, and the place is so ornate and so amazing. When you go inside, it's like, wow, you know, and you want to keep that. It's in great shape. I mean, yes, it needs some work, but it's in good physical. The bones are good. And that's just going to, the CIB and the convention center will be able to utilize that for extended space and concerts and you name it. All kinds of things will be able to happen in that facility that's not happening today.
Any movement at the convention center, parking garage, hotel project?
Conversations are going on with the additional hotels. So that's something that kind of ramped up last month in October, and then we'll continue on. I'm hopeful that construction could start by the end of next year on the hotels downtown. Maybe a little sooner, but sometime next year, I think we'll get it done. That conversation is going on with the new administration too, because we'll be utilizing some TIF revenues from downtown, some ARPA funds. It's a great project that we have to have in order to fully utilize the convention center. We need 200 plus additional hotel rooms downtown to meet that demand.
Larry Bird Museum, last time I think we talked, that was moving forward, wasn't it?
Yeah, hopefully it'll open up in January. So just after I leave office, that facility should open up to the public. We don't have an exact date yet, but right now it looks like it'll be in January, probably February at the latest, unless, you know, there's still work to be done. So, you know, some of these things are customized display cases and presentation equipment. So there's some supply chain issues, but first quarter, let's say that first quarter of next year, museum should be open to the public, and we expect a really great response to that.
And you mentioned this a little bit earlier, but I know this is something we've talked and covered for years, the long-term control plan for combined, I believe, sewer overflows. Is that still an ongoing project?
Yeah, we're still negotiating with IDEM to finalize that. So our next 20 or 25, we've asked for 30 years. We'll see how many years they give us. But so I feel really good about that. It's going to require sewer rates to go up. We've known that all along. There's no surprises there. You have to pay for these hundreds of millions of dollars worth of work that'll need to be done over the next 25 to 30 years. But we're going to be in a really good spot. I don't know when it'll get approved. I'm hoping in the next couple of months. And we'll carry on. I mean, the projects entered are already been identified. They agree with that. They just have to tell us what time frame we have to work in. The more time we have, the more structured we can do these rate increases and calm them down a little bit. If they squeeze the window, then obviously things are different and becomes more of a financial challenge.
All right. Well, that was all I had. I always like to give the last minute to you. Anything you'd like to say or announce?
No, I don't think anything in particular. You know, it's business as usual here right now until the end of the year. We're going to continue to get things done, make sure we have a great transition. We've got a lot of things in the pipeline that are going to be happening in the next year and the following year. So expect to hear a lot of positive stories out of Terre Haute because we've laid the groundwork for that, and it's going to happen. And the new administration is agreeing to carry those projects forward. That's great news for everybody. And that's what you want to hear. You know, it doesn't do us any good to take any steps backwards. We need to keep moving the community forward. I'm excited about Terre Haute. We'll continue to be, and I'll find some role where I can find a way to contribute to making Terre Haute continuing to be a better place every single day.
Oh, no plans to move somewhere warm.
No, you know, maybe I can travel a little bit more. I won't have to put so many hours in as I do in this mayor gig, but I love this job, and we've invested a lot, but you know, maybe I can find something that will slow things down just a little bit anyway. Maybe spend a little bit more time with the grandkids and be able to do some things that I haven't been able to do for the last 16 years.
Well, thank you so much, and looking forward to seeing you in December. Happy
Okay, very good.
Thanksgiving, too.
Same to you, Joe, and everybody listening. Thank you.
Thank you.